Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to another edition of Domain Master. You're listening to Victor Pitts. I am hosting the show tonight for Monty Khan. Monty wasn't able to do Domain Masters. I look forward to the show. We have a couple of outstanding guests. We're going to have Mark Lesnick on the show. Mark is going to be giving us a wrap-up of the Casino Affiliate Convention. He's going to also talk about some upcoming shows and important issues for domainers, and also just kind of an update of the gambling industry and affiliates and how some of the changes is happening there that may affect domainers that possess a gambling type of domains. We're going to be, our first guest tonight is going to be Rick Vezich, who is the founder of DRCO, which is a David Riddle company. He's into website development for part of a mobile initiative, and he's going to talk a bit about that. So we're going to be joined by Rick right after we come back from a commercial break, pay the bills, and we'll have Rick back on the air in just a few minutes. So stay tuned to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Howdy, boys, and you girls, too. I'm here to talk to you about Milnick Media, the best CPA network, period. They sure know how to deliver, and I know something about deliverance. Now, you want to get paid? Damn right you do. We'll make sure you get your money. Milnick Media's got support people who know their ass from their elbow. Need a new jet ski? How about one of them newfangled plasma TVs? Well, Cousin Jeremy here will hook you up with our performance rewards program. Email submits, zip submits, ringtones, hell, we got them all. Yeehaw!
Hey there, it's Cousin Jeremy. Get on over to MILLNICmedia.com and we'll have you so happy you'll be squealing like a pig.
Faster than a speeding bullet, it's the super way to pay. It's Fast Transact. Fast Transact is the safe, secure, and fast way to process credit cards, online checks, and gift cards. Find multiple payment gateway and merchant account options to keep your costs down and sales up, up, and away. You can build your business empire in a single bound while Fast Transact fights the never-ending battle to keep payment processing safe and secure. Your quest for an e-commerce solution has found its final destination. Fly over to FastTransact.com. Come today.
Best of the web, the internet's oldest directory, BOTW.org, since 1994. Our editors scour the web, finding quality sites, providing users with spam-free resources, relevant information from valuable sites. Submit your site now for a guaranteed review in 3 days or less. For webmasters needing additional exposure, check out our 60-day free trial on category sponsorships. 60 days free advertising. No shame. And don't forget the Best of the Web's reseller program with the industry's highest commissions. 25% recurring commission on all products and services. Bloggers, make sure to check out the BOTW blog directory and the recently launched volunteer editor program to help build the best blog resource on the web.
Does everybody know what time it is? Let me introduce to you the Web Gorilla.
Hi, this is Greg Bozer.
And the very slick Oil Man.
This is the Oil Man here.
And together they are
the always highly ranked SEO rock stars.
Who needs happy hour when you have the SEO rock star? Now Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And for all you jammers and spammers that cut out early on Fridays, then catch the rock stars rewind at their original time, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Open your windows for a breath of fresh air. Webmasterradio.fm.
And hey, Mac, we're here for you too.
Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes. Master of my domain.
Here's your host.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Victor Pitts with Moniker, filling in for Monty Khan, your regular host of Domain Masters. Monty will be back next week. It is regularly scheduled time slot of 7 p.m. Eastern Time. For you folks that are listening to this show on a podcast or after the initial airing date, this is actually the 10th of May. Show's broadcasting live. We have a couple of outstanding guests on the air tonight. We're going to be joined first, and I had it backwards at the opening, but we're happy to be joined by Mark Lesnick, who is the president of the Ticonderoga Venture Group. He's also a conference organizer for a number of important trade shows in the industry, both in the area of online dating as well as in casinos and a casino affiliate type of clientele. He's a webmaster of an organization called StartCasino.com and StreetDice.com. He's written for numerous internet publications and has been mentioned in the New York Times, Forbes magazines, Barron magazines, National Public Radio, Business in the New York Times, or Business Week magazine, excuse me, and many more. Mr. Lesnick is also a frequent speaker at trade shows, not only his own, especially at the internet gaming related events. He also organizes other niche-oriented conferences. Most recently, we spent some time, both Monty and myself, with Mark over in Amsterdam, where we had the Casino Affiliate Convention that was hosted there, and where we also are running a silent domain auction in concurrence with the Casino Affiliate Convention. And, Mark, are you on the air? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine. Thanks for the introduction.
Fantastic. Mark, first of all, just a sense of where you're at. Are you still over in Amsterdam, or are you here stateside?
No, right now I'm in Florida. You could tell everyone the truth that Monty's still in Amsterdam, and he's on the coffee houses. And, you know, I guess it was his first time there, and he refuses to leave. So, yeah, you could tell everyone the truth on that.
Well, sooner or later he'll run out of euros, and he'll have to come back for something over here to replenish the pocket.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, listen, it was an outstanding show. Just for the history of folks, won't you tell them a little bit about, you know, who comes to the Casino Affiliate Convention and what the general focus is of that particular show?
Oh, great. Basically, the Casino Affiliate Convention, which is CasinoAffiliateConvention.com or also CAC2007.com, that site's been around, the conference has been around, for about 5 years now. This was the 50th year we've done it. This was by far the largest event that we've ever done. It's grown each year successively. It certainly has humble beginnings and has grown continuously throughout the years. I used to speak at a lot of different gaming trade shows, and I noticed that the owners and the operators of the online casinos would not attend. And having known the business very well, I kind of analyzed why they weren't coming, because most of the trade shows that they were attending, most of the conferences, or should I say, most of the internet gaming conferences that were going on at the time, had the basics of online marketing and the basics of software and the basics of other factors, payments and things like that, other factors that mattered to the online casino operator. However, the basics didn't really matter. They needed something a little bit more advanced. So I made the Casino Affiliate Convention basically to cater to them as well as to the affiliates, the webmasters. It's basically a marketing conference. It focuses on different marketing strategies for both the affiliate and the operator to get more traffic and more conversions and also increase customer retention.
Okay.
It's been around, like I said, it's been around for a while. We had about 1,000 people at the last event. Half the attendants were actually affiliates. There's a record number of affiliates. We had 500 affiliates there. And usually casino affiliates happen to be higher revenue earners than your average affiliate in other industries. We estimate, based on this, that there were somewhere between 150 and 200 super affiliates attending this event. That's record for any industry. There's never been that many super affiliates in one room.
Now, I know that you have a format for the show where you have multiple shows during the course of the year. You do it at different locations. What's the basis of some of the locations that you choose and the spacing that you have within the shows, and really what's the purpose of having a number of them within a year?
Yeah, thanks. Basically, there's two. In previous years, for the last 4 years, there were two shows a year. One was in Las Vegas in September, and the other was in Amsterdam in April or May. For obvious reasons, anybody that knows the gaming industry, a law was passed last year that made basically doing a trade show in Vegas pretty much untenable. The people that mattered would not come to the United States to attend the event. So that show is moved to Canada, and that will be in Montreal in August. The largest show right now in the industry is the Amsterdam event, which just took place last week at the Krasnopolsky Hotel in Amsterdam, and that's, as I said, every April or May. We just added one show this year. That's going to be at the end of November, right at the week right after Thanksgiving, and that's going to be in Macau. If those people don't know that part of the world, that's right outside of Hong Kong. Those of you that are familiar with New York, if you imagine Manhattan is Hong Kong, then Macau is like Staten Island, and you take a ferry from Hong Kong over to Macau. Macau is becoming pretty much the gambling hub of the world. It has already exceeded Vegas in terms of gambling size. It is now the largest, within 4 years now of its building, it is now the largest gambling capital in the world. And we see that that event that we do that's in the Far East will exceed all of our events with regards to online gaming, that will be eventually the largest online casino event in the industry that we have.
That's fantastic. And what was the overall take, you think, that issue affecting the use of domains for the gambling industry today? Is there any one issue that stands out as being paramount to those that own gambling names or within the industry?
Well, basically, right now, it's a pretty interesting time. There are people looking at getting out of the business, and they're looking to sell their domains. And there's also an interest in these domains at the same time. European Union-related domains, other country TLDs, other CCTLDs, they have strong interest, particularly basic domain names with other CCTLDs like .de or .dk, things like that. Those are of interest because, especially when it comes to, just like any other affiliate industry, when it comes to search and this industry, right now these guys are looking at other markets. The U.S., many of these online casinos no longer take American wagers and so are forced to look for other markets. There are very lucrative markets out there. For example, Sweden. Sweden, they gamble a lot online. The gross domestic product or the gross national product is very, very high compared to other countries within Europe. And so they also have a lot of disposable income for gambling. They also gamble a lot online. So Sweden's actually a very good place to be. So a .se name is a good thing to have. And of course, .coms are good as well. But the local CCTLDs are excellent for search engine optimization. Apart from that, obviously the granddaddy of what was been going on in the industry is in no short help of Moniker. Moniker clearly has been putting up this auction of these close to, I believe, 2,000. You know better than I do, Victor, the amount of domains that are available. But believe me, that's all the buzz right now that's going on in the industry, and that I know that the auction ends tomorrow, and that there are some pretty hot names in there, and everybody's watching them.
Yeah, it's, just for you listeners that are curious, if you don't already know what Mark is talking about, Moniker, as you know, runs a series of live and silent auctions tied to specific shows in the particular the gambling type names we targeted and worked with Mark to his casino affiliate convention, and this auction ends tomorrow at 12 noon Amsterdam time, which is is, again, we're kind of targeting the European community because of the laws here in the U.S., and that's where a lot of the buyers and interested groups are. So the show does, or the auction does end, start closing down the auction tomorrow, and should have some pretty exciting things to announce about the results, and it's looking real interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation going on. From what I'm talking to people out there, I'm talking to both affiliates that are interested in some of the, as I said, what was the number again? I'm sorry, Victor, how many do you have?
There's about 900-plus names out of 12,000 names that were submitted, about 900 really, you know, kicking names that have traffic associated with them, real good, clear direction of what it is that you're talking about. Names such as, for example, poker.com, slots.com, horseracing.com. Those are some of the premier names that were in it, but it's a lot of good, valuable names in there.
Right. So some affiliates, clearly, unless you're an affiliate of epic proportions, bidding on poker.com just doesn't make sense. The guys that are going to bid on poker.com are going to be the major owners of major poker sites.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly, without saying, I mean, I fully expect. I do not know, and I'm not speaking on their behalf. But I'm just saying, based on assumption, clearly, PartyPoker.com is most likely going to be placing a bid on that domain name. It kind of makes sense. It's logical. And there's obviously a few other of the major players in the business that, in my mind, would be bidding on this. So that one's going to be one of your feature names that's going to go for the millions. But also, what affiliates are looking at, and I saw them ranting and raving on the boards. Apparently, other people were bidding on some names that they really wanted, which are not as simple one word, you know, five characters or less TLDs, but they're maybe more SEO related and feel that they can garnish some serious revenue off those domain names. That's what's going on. There's a lot of, as I said, there's a lot of talk there. My understanding is you've got a bid right now, for scores, I think, is right now over $1 million at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So there is.
I assure you, poker.com will far exceed that.
Yeah. Scores right now does have a qualified bid, so it is over $1 million. I think somewhere around $1.2 million or something like that.
Yeah.
And it will sell because it's met the minimum reserve, and you know, unless someone outbids them, they'll walk away with that name for about $1.2 million.
Yeah, I got a couple emails today and a couple calls today. Like I said, the big one is going to be poker.com, and I think everybody's waiting the last minute on that one. That's what you're going to see.
Right. So, Mark, tell me some of the other things, because you're not restricted your interest to just helping this industry. You have other industries that you're involved in and other shows that you do. So what are some of the other types of shows that you do?
Yeah, we do niche-oriented, that's the best way to describe it, very niche-oriented trade shows. And more particularly, it's the subjects that are covered within there. So we do trade shows for particularly the online industry, and in particularly trade shows for industries that are profitable. That's what we seem to find that works. There are certain industries we've tried, and surprisingly so, that the conference just didn't work because I guess the subject matter that we had was too advanced for the people that were in the business.
Right.
And so what we tend to choose is something where there's both affiliates and operators, that is, owners of the operations, that are very savvy when it comes to the internet and marketing and other operations, other factors of running their business. And so two that we found that are pretty good, one is the online casino industry, and those people clearly are some of the sharpest minds out there when it comes to marketing on the internet and when it comes to running an internet operation. Another one is online dating. We found to be very, very savvy. As a group, they may not be as sharp as online casino, but they're up there. There is an industry that we don't do, which is adult. That's just from ethical and moral purposes. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, just our company doesn't do a trade show for adult. We've been asked, but it's just we're not going to. And then we tried others, and there are others that we're doing. For example, we have one called Latamo, which deals with the online Hispanic speaking marketing online. That's Latamo. And then we're trying one this summer. We're putting together now called PHSZ.com. Four letters: Paul Henry Sam Zebra. PHSZ.com. And that's for PHP programmers. And we're going to try that. Just give it a trot and see if we can get a bunch of geeks in a room and let's talk about both programming and business. Let's see what goes down. So that's that one. But really, the biggest events that we do are the online casino and the online dating. Some industries we've tried and not done too well with, believe it or not, was online travel. I was shocked when I put together that conference. I learned very quickly, very quickly, that the people in the online travel industry, and no offense to those that are listening, they spend more on marketing than any other industry. And they don't watch as a group. They generally don't watch their metrics. And the online casino industry, that's not the case. So we have topics covered that people in the online travel industry had no idea what they were. For example, things like pay-per-click.
right.
Exactly. Stuff that would have made sense, and they didn't get it.
Hey, Mark, what do you see the take of the gambling industry, whether it be the affiliates or the casinos themselves, and approaching or getting their services out to the mobile users? I know that you had a lot of topics and discussion. We heard a lot around our booth too. But you know, as someone that's sitting there listening to it from the focal point, what's your take on the industry and its movement, if you will, towards mobile communications?
Well, that's one of the few industries that, you know, the two industries that are going to make the biggest inroads first in the mobile space, or should I say there's three of them that will make the biggest inroads. One is adult, clearly. The second is going to be online casino, and the third will be online dating or social networking, should you say. I'm watching those spaces. You know, there's still a lot of, it depends on which region of the world you're looking at. There's a lot that has to be done. And then, of course, there's the .mobi name, and there I'm at a loss because it's just really, as I said, it's such a new industry, it can go in any direction. That's basically what I am seeing. There is money to be made, particularly in the mobile industry. Europe seems to be doing far, far better than, of course, the United States. Those that, particularly like, for example, in online dating, Europe is a slightly more advanced market than the United States. Online casino, I really don't know anything being done in the United States, for sure. Adult, again, I really haven't been following. Basically, the issue there for anybody that follows mobile is it's not just simply having a website. You got to now deal with carriers and things like that. So whoever it is that you're working with as a partner, as an affiliate, if you're an affiliate and you're promoting some site, you know, you want them to obviously, it to be as easy as possible, get it on a mobile device, and that the carrier that's working with them has all that under their arm, whether it's, like, for example, a company like Verizon or AT&T or someone like that. In Europe, there's a million different carriers, so it's a very complicated topic. We have it covered only we have it covered for about 90 minutes at our event, which is pretty good.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah, again, really the most popular. One of the most popular sessions that were at that event in Amsterdam was not that, even though that did have interest. The most popular session was really Black Hat and White Hat search engine optimization, and we had actually two Black Hatters up on stage, which is pretty rare to get. You know, because most Black Hatters keep a low profile; they don't want to let their identities known or even who they are known. And we had two Black Hatters get up there and tell you some of the things that they do and how to protect themselves, how to protect yourself against them.
How was Amsterdam, in your opinion, as far as being a backdrop for running a show such as this? How are they in terms of hosting such an event?
You mean the hotel, you mean?
Yeah, the hotel, the city, is just a backdrop for doing business.
Amsterdam, you know, anyone from the United States, if you haven't been to Europe, you got to go to Europe. That's Europe's where it's at. Amsterdam clearly is like Las Vegas of Europe. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. You can do anything you want there, and you know, it's a great city. The people are very open and friendly and laid back. You know, they're not uptight like us Americans here. And it's great. The hotel itself was located in the center of it all. It's in a popular area called Dam Square, which is pretty close to, it's pretty much, you know, just right in the middle of the city, right in the heart of the city. Dam Square is often filmed in a lot of films. If you've seen any of the Deuce Bigelow films, so I think where European Gigolo, that's where it takes place. It's right in Dam Square. You see some scenes from there. It's pretty much central to everything. So that's where that hotel is, and it's a 5-star hotel. It's been around for a long time, the Krasnopolsky. And anybody that is a guest in that hotel, they treat like gold.
Right. Well, we really did enjoy it, and having attended a couple of the casino affiliate conventions now, including the one here in the U.S., it was a very good show. Everybody really got a lot out of that that event. And, you know, talk is now about Montreal, which you have coming up here in a few months, and then Macau, which is something we're considering.
Yeah. Montreal is going to be not as large as Amsterdam. As I said, we had 1,000 people in Amsterdam. We're looking at around 200 most likely in Montreal, maybe 250 people. And the idea is, again, the law passed. We know all about it in the United States. And the people that are going to go to that are just diehard affiliates, diehard people in the industry. They're in North America, or they want to go just to any online affiliate related event. And so, you know, we expect a modest turnout. It won't be a large event. The one that's in Macau, that clearly is going to be a much larger, we think a large event for its first event that we're doing this year. And then, as I said, within 3 years, it will exceed any event that we do. We fully expect to see the place teeming with Chinese affiliates and other affiliates from the Far East.
Right.
That's where it's going. Each event that we have focuses usually on the regions of the world. Because Montreal is where it is and what's going on, that one will talk about, quote-unquote, global Internet marketing. The one that's in Amsterdam focuses solely on Europe. And then the one that's in Macau does focus on the Far East. So that's why you'd go to each of them, as opposed to saying, well, I went to one, I don't have to go to the others.
Right.
The others, each of them respectively focus on that particular market.
Right. Even though it's a global medium, there are distinct differences between the regions and interest levels and things and issues.
I mean, we have,
together,
for example, the one in Amsterdam, we have topics you'll never hear at any conference anywhere. So, for example, in Amsterdam, we'll have marketing in Danish to the Denmark market using SEO tactics. Okay, you know, it's very specific. You know, gaming marketing in Danish to Danish countries using SEO, and that's, I mean, very, very specific. We have people that are French or German or whatever it is that we have. Each particular country, we have people that are experts in marketing to those countries online, and that's what's focused.
All right. Hey, just one more quick domain question for you. I mean, you've been great and a wonderful guest, and real interesting information. As we again, this is a global market, but these casinos and casino affiliates are trying to reach people from different parts of the world. Any discussion or interest that you're aware of regarding the internationalized domain names, the IBM?
Oh, that one I haven't heard anything about. Again, there's always interest in something. There's always some interest there's always some form of interest in anything that's new.
Yeah.
And like any industry, but the thing to follow here is mostly, of course, the .com. And as in any rule in any industry, with regard to domain names, the .com is that's the big one. And then after that, you may have interest in other TLDs purely from a search engine optimization perspective. And usually what the online casino or online casinos or the affiliates may be doing is grabbing, let's say, for example, just a domain name like onlinepoker.se out of Sweden. And if they feel that they really can do well with that, then they'll host it out of Sweden. And now if someone's in Sweden and does a search on Google, that will clearly come up first. It'll hit all of the Google, you know, it'll hit all the Google algorithms that they're looking for most likely, which would be it's an SE name and it's in Sweden. So if someone's in Sweden doing the search, that will come up near the top of the list.
All right, outstanding. Well, Mark, I definitely appreciate you being on the show, and on behalf of Monty and myself and the folks over at Webmaster Radio, appreciate your time and your insight into this industry.
Thanks a lot. And like I said to everyone, you know, keep an eye on the real news for the Internet's going to be tomorrow. You know, there's always news on the Internet, but tomorrow's the news, and that news is going to be at Monikers hosted servers where they're hosting this auction, because that's going to be pretty wild. There should be some serious, serious high-level auctions finishing off. And as I said, the big, big, big one is going to be Poker.com. And I'm curious myself, along with Monty, when I spoke to him in one of the coffee shops, and he's still there, about how much that's going to go for.
All right. Well, we've got our countdown. We're a little bit less than 10.5 hours now from when they start closing down the auction, which again is going to be 12 noon Amsterdam time, which is about 6 a.m. Eastern time zone. So you folks that have registered for the event or paid for the remote auction or attended the CAC show, you still have time to get in there and get your bids in, and some great names, some great values. And at all different price points, everything from poker.com all the way down to names that are submitted with no reserves. So you still have an opportunity to get a good deal. So, Mark, again, thank you so much, and appreciate having you on Domain Masters tonight.
Thanks a lot, Victor.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we return, we're going to have our next guest on, which is Rick Vezic from DRCO, who's the founder of that company. And so we'll have Rick on when we come back from our commercial break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back to Domain Masters.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Welcome to the 11th Annual International Web Award Competition. Walk the red carpet as the Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for the Web Awards, recognizing the best websites in 96 different industries. Winners receive a beautiful image plaque or certificate of achievement, higher visibility for your company, valuable feedback from the expert judges, links to your site from the highly ranked Web Awards site, and a free press release from PR Web. So the winner goes to... Well, you'll have to see for yourself. You can't win if you don't enter. Go to www.webaward.org to enter and win. Hurry, deadline for entry is May 31st.
It's a no-brainer. Reaching customers everywhere they search is smart business. However, reaching them through web and mobile search, as well as free directory assistance with effective pay-per-call advertising is, well, ingenious. Ingenio Pay-Per-Call delivers highly targeted phone call leads to businesses looking for new customers. And the advertising business only pays per new customer lead. Call 1-800-705-0632 today to ask about your free trial, or go to ingenio.com/webradio. That's ingenio.com/webradio. Ingenio. Simply ingenious.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare. You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. Moniker.com. More than a name.
Flashback, November 2004.
a brand new radio station launched onto the World Wide Web. That station was WebmasterRadio.fm. Today, Webmaster Radio is one of the fastest growing internet media outlets in the world. Webmaster Radio boasts one of the most respected talk radio lineups in the internet business world. Danny Sullivan,
Chris Toll,
Susan Brett,
Jim Hedger,
Barry Schwartz,
Jeremy Shoemaker,
Ryan and Jeffrey Eisenberg,
Greg Nyland,
Katie Kempner. We travel coast to coast to bring you the most extensive and detailed live coverage of the most high-profile trade shows in the world. Ad Tech, Search Engine Strategy, RSA, Webmaster World, DMA, Ecom Expo. And we have brought you keynote speeches and interviews of some of the biggest influential names in business today. Eric Schmidt, Andrew Hayward, Barry Diller, John Patel, Keith Barazzi, and way too many others to mention. Our live programming and on-demand podcasting keeps the B2B world informed. We are WebmasterRadio.fm, and we're everywhere.
Just getting your feet wet on the internet? Then dive into our stream.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're the coolest place around. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes.
Master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Domain Masters. I'm your guest host tonight, Victor Pitts, subbing for Monty Khan. Monty will be back in the regular time slot next Wednesday. And just a little correction on the date. Today is the 9th. I'd mentioned earlier it was the 10th. So I guess I'm still on Amsterdam time from our trip to the Casino Affiliate Convention show last week. So my apologies for any confusion, but it is definitely the 9th of May. Our last guest we had on was Mark Lesnick, and he is the organizer of the Casino Affiliate Convention. We appreciated having Mark on here. But very pleased to be joined now by Rick Vezich, who is the one of the owners of DRCO, which is a David Riddle company. And are you on the air? Can you hear me okay, Rick?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, welcome to Domain Masters. I appreciate having you on the show here tonight.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show.
All right, what we're interested in, you know, in our conversations earlier, discovered a little bit about your company and some of the background. I think that you've got some pretty interesting things to talk about. Why don't you just, if you would, just take a moment and kind of give our listening audience just kind of an overview of your DRCO and some of your background.
Okay, first off, and foremost, we are an eBay company. We are one of the leading eBay companies out there doing auctions today on the Internet. We sell electronics, audio equipment, video equipment, measure and test equipment. My partner is an audio engineer, a sound engineer, a component level engineer. And we try to differentiate ourselves with the other auctioneers that are on eBay. Constantly trying new ideas and new marketing techniques and trying to stretch the boundaries. I myself have a bit of a background in marketing on the Internet. We've spent the last 10 years researching different positioning on the Internet, different rankings, ratings, different ways to approach the media and the consumer. And to this point, we've done quite well with it.
Well, eBay certainly has grown, and a lot of people love to use it. How long have you actually been working with eBay?
I myself have been with eBay since the very beginning, the very start of eBay. I had been speaking with the owner of eBay when he first launched his site. We come from the same region, literally miles apart, and on occasion I would call him and get advice and give input at the same time.
How do domain names play a part of your marketing strategy?
The domain names play a key role, and they will in the future. We've established ourselves quite well on the Internet itself, on the PC, on the desk. Our intent is to go mobile and go global. We want to be one of the first companies that actually gets a .mobi site together and functioning for auctions. And we would like to take that, of course, global. That's how they come into play with us. We have bought key addresses for quite a few different industries. We've zeroed in on the television and news industry, the banking industry, dating, gambling, sports, online payments, some of the key roles that are going to be played in the mobile world. What we're doing currently is trying to position ourselves in front of all of the oncoming business that is going to be available to anyone who wants to get in the way of what's coming down the pipe.
What do you feel, Rick?
Yes.
What do you feel is the draw to mobile internet connections and serving up content to the mobile user? What's the draw? Why does someone need it done to their mobile device as opposed to their laptop computer or their work computer at home?
So that they can view the site correctly. There are two platforms. Of course, the PC is on a different platform than the mobile, and that has been the biggest problem up to this point. You'll pull up an address on your PDA or on your cell phone, and you can only see part of the screen. With the .mobi, the platform is structured, and it's mandatory. It is structured so that all sites that are pulled up are viewable the way they are supposed to be. That's one of the greatest steps forward that they have made, and my understanding is that Microsoft, along with Nokia, Samsung, Sony, the rest of the big corporations on the planet, have stepped in to take a key role in the whole production process of the mobile internet. One of the main factors is, unfortunately, we could not view them on our PDAs and on our cell phones. This has now been corrected. And if you have been watching, or if the public has been watching, the global market, it's been exploding with the online television and gambling. And a lot of it is due to the .mobi. They are pushing that platform. And they're making it very accessible for the public and businesses to get online, go to the Mobi site, and actually make a .mobi website within minutes. So you can cross the platform over, get yourself into the street, and get mobile very effectively and very quickly these days.
Right. Monty and I were over in Europe last week for the casino affiliate convention, where there's a lot of people from the gambling industry. In fact, that's what the convention is targeted to. And there was a good bit of discussion about mobile communications and the use of the .mobi name as opposed to having just a .com site, but then having it be intelligent and redirecting the traffic to a mobile device. And what we all realize is that the person who's typing that in really just doesn't know if they're going to get served up a page that's going to fit on their mobile device. However, if they do the .mobi, you are assured, you know that. And secondly, as the manufacturers that sponsored that TLD get a little bit further along in the process, when they see that the amount of business or websites are increasing online, they're going to default their wireless devices to, so that you don't even have to type in the .mobi extension. You just type in the front part of the domain name, and it defaults to the .mobi as opposed to .com that you got to manually type all the way out. So it's a lot of interest from the European front, and in particular in the gambling business, but it sounds like you've got a plan that makes a lot of sense and is right on target.
Well, we're hoping that it will pan out exactly as set forth, but everybody that we have come into contact with and all of our resources indicate that the time is right. The public has gone forward, and we can no longer sit at the desk doing all of our tasks. We must be able to go mobile. And I believe that we have, here at DeArco, have been positioning ourselves at the David Riddle Company, positioning ourselves so when the masses actually have the handsets in their hands and start to use them in a practical sense, that on a natural accord, board, it is going to spread advertising and our information throughout the mobile community.
Rick, I understand that you are you an Elvis Presley fan?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me a little about your association with the great location called Graceland?
Yes, sir. About 12 years ago, I went to Graceland and approached them to go to the Internet and put their memorabilia online. They had not done so as yet. They actually did not have the means to do so. We went ahead and produced a website with all of the Elvis memorabilia that we were allowed to use and utilize, and started marketing and producing different avenues for the venue to go. And it turned out to be very successful. As you know, Elvis is global, and one of the main reasons that we went at that project was to see about the marketability of a name so well known. And it, as it turns out, we were exactly right. It doesn't matter where you went on the planet, if you mentioned Elvis's name, it was recognized. So that being the key factor, we went ahead and invested our time and efforts and money into the development of one of the very first e-commerce websites on the Internet, which to this day is still producing very good revenues annually.
That's fantastic. So right now you have a pretty good-sized portfolio that's growing rapidly and is made up of .mobi names. About how many .mobi names have you registered?
Well, currently we're in the area of about 1,500 .mobi names, and we are actively seeking investors. We have a bit of a game plan for these addresses and these names. We would like to, of course, make our presence on the mobile web with David Riddle Company, and we would also like to develop some of the key names we've acquired, and at the same time, we are also looking to sell some of these names. And as I mentioned earlier, we have targeted the main industries out there that of interest, along real estate and social sites, the dating sites, online payments, focusing around mobile TV, gambling, traveling, dating, sports. And we believe that we've got addresses that are of great value, and there's many corporations out there, I'm sure, that would be looking for these addresses. And we will be contacting everybody that we can with a business proposal, and or if they would like to, if anybody out there would like to contact us, our number is 1-800-544-3746. 1-800-544-3746. I'll be glad to take any calls. We're interested in investors. We're interested in corporations that would like to possibly lease the addresses. We're open to all businesses, open to all aspects. We're entrepreneurs here at the David Riddle Company, and we're looking to find some partners that would like to get together with us and see what we can produce with this upcoming mobile generation.
Right. Like I said, you've definitely got a right, the right type of target to be working on, because there's a lot of interest in the mobile communications as well, and that's everything from the adult industry to gambling to restaurant business. I mean, it's all different aspects of it, and we're seeing a greater number of businesses, in fact, registering even .com names and putting the letter M in front of it, as in the old days when people would put E for e-business or W for web business. They're doing it now with M, representing a Mobi or mobile business. But the .mobi extension itself is the only one that will assure the person that types that name in, that they're actually going to go to a mobile compliant web page. So it's a good idea, good strategy. Do you have the address to the Graceland site that you did, so that our listeners can take a look at that website?
Well, they can go to elvis.com.
Okay.
It did start out under a different name many years ago and was transferred once Graceland had acquired elvis.com.
Okay.
But that was in the early stages of the .com, and we were quite involved in the whole explosion of the .coms. And as I had stated earlier, we were one of the very first e-commerce websites on the Internet, period.
Right.
When they were trying to figure out how actually to accept money online, we were out there doing it with the credit card companies. So we do have a background in the domains and in domaining, and we're hoping that that foresight will pan out once again for us here in the .mobi.
Right. And I understand that, now, is it your partner is David Riddle? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. David Riddle.
Okay. And is it true that David Riddle is actually has won an Emmy?
Yes, it is. He's an Emmy Award-winning sound producer. And he's an audio producer, and he has component-level capabilities in many industries. And he's been an innovator for 35 years and entrepreneur as myself.
Right.
And this is
what was the thing he won the Emmy for, which sound production is it?
I cannot quote that at the moment. I don't have it in front of me.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Well, very, very interesting angle in the business. And is there any tip that you can think of, Rick, that you would care to offer to our listening audience in terms of a good strategy for procuring domain names?
Well, one of the best strategies I could offer out is to treat the MOBI addresses like stock. Be up early in the morning, follow all the news globally. For instance, I have 4 computers and 5 computers in my office, and I've got probably 20, 30 different news wires coming in constantly all day long with windows popping up over all of my computers. I'm collecting data from all over the planet following the mobile situation. But I have found that one of the key factors, as in stocks, you have to be right there early in the morning when the bell rings. You've got to be about done at that point already if you really want to be on top of it.
All right, fantastic. Well, listen, I definitely appreciate you being on Domain Masters with us tonight. I know that Monty Kahn, our CEO, also is very appreciative and apologizes he couldn't be here to talk to you personally. But it's been a good show with good information. Why don't you give us that telephone number just one more time in case there's anybody that would like to talk to you?
Yes, the phone number you can reach me at is 1-800-544-3746. 1-800-544-3746. We are actually in the Los Angeles Basin area, and as I stated earlier, we are looking for investors, we are looking to develop, and I would encourage any corporations or any companies that fall into the categories of news or TV or banking, real estate, gambling, sports, travel, that they contact me. We have valuable names that can only be an asset and help these companies grow.
Well, Rick, again, I do appreciate you being on Domain Masters. I also appreciate your partner sparing you here for just a little bit, and send him our regards. And we look forward to some feedback and all regarding the show from both the guests here tonight. So again, on behalf of Moniker and folks over at Webmaster Radio, thank you for being on the show with us tonight on Domain Masters.
Thank you, Victor, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, listen, folks, again, it's been enjoyable having you on the show here tonight. Domain Masters is a great resource show, a place for you to learn from people in the industry how they're using domain names, how domain names are affecting their lives. You get some good tips. You get some good suggestions. It might open up your eyes to or your ears to some opportunities for how you might be able to take and make some money utilizing domain names. There's a lot going on, many different directions that you can go, and this is a place where you find out about it from people that are actually in the industry, actually doing it, and you hear the good, the bad, and everything else in between. I really appreciate having both our guests on the show tonight. Again, Mark Lesnick from the Casino Affiliate Convention and many other different shows that wealth of experience coming from Mark and insight into the gambling industry in particular. We also appreciate having Rick Vezish on the show tonight also from DRCO, the David Riddle Company, and talking about their initiative and the mobile initiative that they have, the Global Mobile Initiative, and got some contact information for each of you in case you want to speak to him about doing something together. I would invite you to come back next week at the same time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, to listen to Domain Masters. Monty will is expected to be back in the office next week, and will be hosting the show himself. So again, on behalf of Monty Khan and Domain Masters, thank you very much for listening in to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain.